Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well. I am so excited to be with you today. It is just an amazing week here in Fiji. And a lovely, lovely weekend. Happy Mother's Day to everyone who celebrated Mother's Day. I hope it was you desired. And a little bit more. Just a little bit more. Anytime we have just a little bit more, we know that we are really into seeking and being and having exactly what we desire. That is so very amazing. I was surprised that I did not hear my intro song today, so let me see if I didn't do something that I should have done. So let me just go in here now and see what is necessary. As we have my first live show in over a year, I'm excited about this, truly, truly, truly excited about it. I'm going to talk about carving your own path and how that works and all of that good stuff. So let's see here. Let's see. Hold your breath, make a wish, count to three. Come with me and you'll be in a world of pure imagination. Take a look and you'll see into your imagination. There is no life I know to compare with pure imagination. Living there, you'll be free if you truly wish to be. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do, do it. Want to change your world? There is nothing to it. I am so excited to be with you this afternoon and this morning for me here in Fiji, because I have had many, many emails and questions about my trip that I've been on for this last year. And truly, it has been pure imagination, even things of which I could not even have imagined. And I will tell you about some of those. But one of the first things that I would suggest for those of you who are listening is to really get clear, get very clear on what it is you really desire. As long as we are not clear on our desires, we will, I call it bright, shiny tennis. We run here, we run there, we do everything. And then we start to feel like, well, maybe it's not for us. But once you get clear on your desire, I think then you will be, I know for sure that living from imagination, you can create your imagination to be whatever you want it to be. It does not matter what your surroundings are at this moment. What does matter is you get the opportunity to change them, to recreate. Because if you look around you right now, and I would encourage you to do that, look around you at everything in your environment. And just for a moment, I want you to reflect on how it got in your environment. Did you personally purchase it? Was it a gift? Was it something that somebody had already left where you are? Was it something that you picked up that was discarded by someone who no longer had use for it? How did it get into your environment? so when I ask that question, there's a reason for it, because if it were there when you moved into your place and you said, okay, this will do, I want you to think about how in other areas of your life where something has just been there and you said, oh, well, I'll just keep it. If you bought it and it was something brand new and you said, oh, this is what I desire, it doesn't matter how long I have to work to save for it, I'm getting it. I also want you to think how in your life that shows up for you in your beingness. If you bought it and you bought it at what we call in Fiji a charity shop or a secondhand shop or a gently used shop, where else in life is this showing up for you as you go through your life? And, of course, if it was something that was discarded and you said, ah, I like this, I can pick it up, I can do this and this with it, where else in your life is this showing up for you? And when I mean where is it showing up, how are you living your life in a discarded fashion? You know for sure there is something that you really desire to do, be, and have. However, everything else seems to line up for you. And someone says, well, I need you to do this, I want you to do this. So you discard all of your desires and you run and do what it is they desire you to do. So I want you to think about those things and look at how whatever is in your environment and how it got there, how you feel about it, how that shows up in every other aspect of your life. Because how you do anything is how you do everything. So when we look at that, we know for sure where we are. And then we can decide what, if anything, we desire to do about it. If we do desire to do something about it, then we can get started. If on the other hand, everything is just perfect the way it is, you no longer have the desires to travel, to dance, to sing, whatever it is to be an artist, to play golf, whatever, that's perfectly okay because you live at choice just as I do. We all live at choice. And since we live at choice, we can choose moment by second, by nanosecond, be whatever it is and whomever we are desiring to be to fulfill the lifestyle that we desire. When I left in March last year, I left to go to a wedding in the Philippines. I had always wanted to travel all my life. I have read books that would take me to faraway places. And if you, like me, when you read a book, you start to imagine and to feel yourself there and to be there and to see and smell and taste everything that's going on in the book. I just knew that I wanted to travel. So you might ask, what took you so long? And I will tell you that on another show. But for this show, we're going to talk about the freedom that I feel now that I have moved from fear. One of the major things that stopped me from going, and I didn't realize it at the time, was fear. I was afraid that if I left, this might happen or that might happen. And then I started to study a course in Access Consciousness, and it became, well, what if something else happens? What else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And that helped me to move from fear into freedom. Flying to the Philippines was quite an experience because from Orlando to Detroit was fine. And it was from Detroit in the afternoon, so I envisioned myself. This was my dream. I would be on this flight because I knew it was a long flight. And I would go to sleep from Detroit probably around 7 p.m. because I left at 3 or 9. And I would wake up in Japan. Well, the flight from Detroit went through Alaska, over Canada, over Russia. And it was light, sun shining bright all the way until I landed in Japan. So I did not go to sleep. But I marveled at that because I would look out the window. I had a window seat. I'd look out the window, and all I could see was all this ice, just solid blocks of ice all the way going. I did not imagine that that was even possible, that I could be on a flight from 7 a.m. our time, getting in Japan at 10 p.m. their time, and being in light the whole way until I got there. So that was, and I enjoyed that. I got to meet some lovely people on the plane. Anytime you're on the plane that many hours, of course, you get to meet people. And many of them had so many tips for me, which I'm so grateful for. They were just giving me tips on being in the Philippines, where to stay, all kinds of great tips. Then landing in Manila was another experience, because coming through customs to get my bags, there were all of these people there, mostly a lot of men with all of these packages coming down the conveyor belt. And they started talking to me, and they said, well, first thing you must do is pay attention. Don't take a taxi that doesn't have a meter. If you get in a taxi, make sure you take a picture of the tag number. I mean, all kinds of things they were telling me. So I walked out. I had a driver, but he didn't see me. I didn't see him. So I said, oh, well, it's time for me to head on where I'm going. I walked out, and, of course, the first driver that I approached says, oh, I'll take you where you want to go for 4,000 pesos. And I said, oh, that's too much. And I laugh at myself because it just sounded like a lot. It really wasn't all that much. But to me, it was just 4,000. I'm thinking $4,000, but it's 4,000 pesos. So then I finally find a taxi who will do it for three. And I said, okay. And I get in his taxi. Of course, he sees me taking the picture of his tag number. He said, miss, you don't have to worry, ma'am. I am safe. I'm taking care of you. We're going to lock the doors and all will be well. Now, mind you, the people in the airport had told me, now, if he stops, don't let him stop. Well, this driver, we leave the airport and he pulls into a gas station to get gas. And I am just really like petrified, and I'm thinking, okay, what am I going to do? He locked the doors, everything, got the gas because they pumped the gas for you. Next thing you know, we're on our way, and this is a two-hour drive to get to the hotel that I'm staying in. And I'm thinking the whole way, oh, I'm so excited I'm going to be on the beach, because the name of the hotel was a beach hotel. So to be a beach hotel, you must be on the beach, I'm thinking. And he said to me, well, miss, it's not quite like that. I said, but it has to be. We arrive at the hotel, and surely he was exactly correct. I never smelled the ocean. We were so far inland from the ocean, there's no way I could smell the ocean. I walk in, get checked in, and then go to my room. In the middle of the hotel, there's this huge pool with sand all around it, and that is why it is called the Beach Hotel. Oh, that was awesome. So I had many of the ideas that when I saw online on the internet, because I did a lot of research before going, shattered just in that very night. Because people that I met were very, very friendly. I had no mishaps. Everyone was very giving, very caring, doing everything they could to see that I was okay. It was just simply amazing. So I stood back and I took a reflection and I thought, you know, this is really okay. There is absolutely nothing wrong with this. People are genuinely nice. I had absolutely no problems. In order to get to that point, though, I myself had to just act without fear, moving in faith, knowing that I was going to be okay. And doing that, being aware of my surroundings, looking around and all of that, it made all the difference. So moving from that fear, going into faith, and then, aha, feeling the freedom. I am here. Everything is well. The hotel was lovely. The people were lovely. So whatever it is that you keep saying, well, what if this happens? And everything that you think, what if I get mugged? What if, what if, what if? instead of thinking in that way, what if this is the best thing that you could ever do? What if you have the most fun you have ever had? What if everything lines up for you, that everything is just in perfect order? What if? How does it get any better than that, and what else is possible? Those are two statements that I really want you to write down. How does it get any better than this? How does it get any better than this? The next statement is, what else is possible? What else is possible? And I'm going to ask that you look at these and you just remember these two statements. So when you start feeling like all is not right and all, just ask yourself, what else? What else is possible? Because any of the problems that we're having at this point in our lives, or any of the situations that we're in, any events that we're in that are not satisfactory to us, and we see that as a problem, we cannot solve that problem. We cannot have a solution with the same mindset that created that problem. And this might be another thing that you want to write down. We cannot solve a problem with the same mindset that created the problem. Knowing that, then, it's important that we find a way to move from the mindset that created the problem to a mindset of openness, willingness to accept, allow, and receive, so that we can get the new information to be able to solve the problem. And simply by asking, how does it get any better than this? And what else is possible? Opens up that space, opens up the space for the mindset to change to solution-driven, and solutions will come. It is so amazing how the solutions will show up. I will be right back. Remember to like me and follow me on Facebook. My business page is Inez Bracy International. My personal page is Inez.Bracy on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. That is Inez Bracy. And, of course, visit my website, InezBracy.com. And I look forward to seeing that you have visited and interacting with you in all of those places. And now as we go on with our show, when we look at where we are in our world, what it is we think we desire, my request of you is to get very clear, write it down, write it down. And when you're writing down this beingness that you desire, the doing that you desire, the reality that you desire, when you write it down, write it without any limitations. What I say without any limitations, it doesn't matter who told you what you could or could not do or all of that. Just do it. Write it all down. And I know we like to put things on our computers and all of that to go digital, but and it's okay to go digital, but I have discovered that when I actually take pen to paper, there's a connection somehow with paper from the pen, and it might be just because I'm so old school, that it seems to happen more quickly than when I type it into my computer. Whatever works for you. It also helps to get pictures of the things that you desire. And you can find all kinds of pictures on the internet now. Used to be we had to have magazines. And if you have magazines around or you have access to magazines with the pictures, that's wonderful too. Because you can take those, even if you have to print them off the internet, you can take those pictures and paste them and or glue them into your book, because you have a book that you're keeping all this stuff in. And as you desire to, say you desire to travel to Paris, to France, and one of the things that you want to see is the Eiffel Tower. So you want to go and get pictures of that, see yourself there, in and put yourself there in the picture. All of these things. One of the places that I wanted to visit was Batu Caves in Malaysia. So I put it down, and next thing you know, I was walking up those steps, 270-some steps, and I thought, oh, man, this feels so good. And it felt so good because I could walk up these steps unassisted, and they have no elevators there, so you can't walk up the steps. You cannot get up to the caves. I could walk up those steps, and it was simply beautiful. Just a mere, and I think my experience in walking up the steps was the thing that made it for me even more beautiful, because once I got up the steps, after walking up the steps, it was just amazing. And, of course, there are monkeys all around, and they have signs all around telling us, you know, to watch the monkeys, because the monkeys will take your bags if you have bags, or, you know, they're just very playful. So, of course, every place I go, I carry a bottle of water. So I had my bottle of water in my bag, and I'm holding very tight to my bottle. And the monkey didn't bother me going up, but coming back, the monkey decided that it was going to snatch my water. Well, I was holding on tightly, so I was able to hold on to it. But I just laughed at that, because so many little things like that, when you start on your journey of getting clear on your desire, if you want to be a world traveler, you can. And it does not, it is not necessary to cost as much as some people think it does. In our next show, we will talk about cost and some other things. It's all in how you do it. One of the major costs for travel is, of course, the ticket to travel. And then, of course, another cost is sleeping. Now, you can sleep any place that you desire. You can sleep in 5 stars. Oh, what's happening with my voice? I'm going to have a sip of water. You can sleep in 5 stars, no stars, or anything in between. And there's a cost for each. Just before I left home, I have a friend, Anne, and she is 86, and she said to me, Inez, while you're traveling, you must stay in hostels. And I said, oh, Anne, I could never do that. Oh, no way could I ever stay in hostels. She said, oh, just give it a try. You're going to love it. I said, but Anne, only young people stay in hostels. She said, oh, that's what you think. I stayed in them last year when I was traveling. So, oh, okay. But still, I was still a little bit put off by that. So I was in Singapore, and Singapore is quite expensive. So my little room and my little bed had to turn sideways to walk around. And I thought, wow, maybe I should figure out another way to do this, because I'm going to run out of money if I don't. So I looked across the street, and, of course, there was a hostel. I thought, I'll go and talk to these people and see what they have to say. So I did. I went and talked to the girl, and she goes, oh, you've never stayed in one. Let me show you your bed. She knows how to market. Let me show you your bed. It's in a 6-bed, 2 en-suites. I said, well, okay. I went, and she showed me the bed. I said, very nice. And we walked out, and she says, well, are you taking the room? I said, no, I'm just looking. So she said, well, I'll tell you what. It's your bed. It'll be here for you tomorrow. come back tomorrow. I went back the next day. By now I'm thinking, it can't be that bad. So I went back the next day, and I was talking to her, and then I talked to some of the people who were staying there, and they were all just excited about being there. And even one of the girls was in my staying in the room that had my bed in it. I said, all right. So I said to Nisi, the manager there who said that was my bed, I said, I'll tell you what, I will stay for one night. She said, fine. Well, I have to tell you, I stayed for 5 nights there. And that was my first experience of staying in a hostel. And it was lovely. Plus, the price was less than a quarter of what I was paying for the hotel room. So now, by staying in a hostel, I'm able to just travel longer. And the other part to this was also very unique because I made friends there. Oh, so many of the young girls there. And even the older people, I mean, all of us just had so much fun. We just had so much fun together, talking and laughing and eating and sharing. And that also is another, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And with those two statements, my whole world changed. It's so amazing. So while you're looking at everything, think about, first of all, writing down what you desire. Then once you get that down, then you want to think about, okay, what else is possible? How does it get any better than this? And then you start to listen and be in a space of accepting and receiving, because we don't have to do it all. Much of the stuff that we desire is already planned for us. All we have to do is accept and receive and to allow and to go. So when I say accept, receive, and allow, that is what I mean. When you do that, then you're not forcing anything. It's easy and effortless. And I know we have been taught, many of us, our whole life, everything should be hard. If it's not hard, then it's not good. I have found that that is not necessarily true, especially for me. I have found that when it is easy and effortless, everything goes very, very smoothly. I accept, allow, and receive, and it is amazing. I try to force things into happening. I get all flustered, and it is friction. There's a resistance there. So whatever you're doing and you start to find resistance, take a pause and a breath, because there's a message there for you. Maybe this is not the right time. Maybe you should be doing something different. Maybe something better is even coming along. Maybe, who knows? But if there is resistance, you want to stop and breathe, because when you stop and breathe, it makes all the difference. Hold your breath. Make a wish. Count to three. If you want to view paradise, simply look around and view it. Anything you want to do, do it. Want to change your world? There is nothing to it. It is all up to you. You get to choose to think, to be, to do, to allow, to receive, to accept. What else is possible? How does it get any better than this? How does it? How does it get any better than this? And as you go through the rest of your week, you might even make those two statements, those two questions, a mantra. What else is possible? How does it get any better than this? Else is possible. How does it get any better than this? This has been the Inez Bracey Show, Living Smart and Well. Be sure to follow me on Twitter at Inez Bracey. Friend me on Facebook at Inez.Bracey and like my page, Inez Bracey International. I'll be back next week with more tips on traveling. Go out and create a fantabulous week.